It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Are you ready? It's time for my annual fantasy football pep talk. Today I remembered that my fantasy football league is going to hold its annual draft this coming Monday, August 26th at 8 p.m. It's going to be my lucky 13th season in our 10-team league comprised of a few former co-workers and some of their longtime friends. Now, last season, my Yahoo Fantasy Football team called Swamp Gas started the 2023 season as the defending champions of the league. Yes, I was. Then my 2023 team raced out of the gate to a solid 9-4 regular season last year. Unfortunately, I was clobbered in the playoffs two straight times to finish in fourth place. All in all, though, the past 2 years of results have been exceptional. A first-place finish followed by fourth place last year gives me some confidence that my system is working quite well. And that's quite encouraging heading into the Monday night draft. Now, though my philosophy is likely no better than yours is, it's still fun to share some ideas, especially with anyone who's trying fantasy football for the first time this year in 2024. By the way, our fantasy football league is strictly for fun. There is no money involved.
Excellent.
Yes, I refused to play in those cash leagues after one failed attempt back in the early 1980s taught me my lesson. It absolutely ruined my Sunday afternoon as I was calculating the dollar value of every touchdown being scored on television whenever those game break replays came on. I completely stopped enjoying NFL football games that year. I said no more. Fortunately, that first-year mistake only cost about $20 for the season. Now, most fantasy fans, though, do seem to enjoy having a little bit of value put on the line in their fantasy football competition. Hey, whatever works for you is fine with me. Now, here's a question. With two solid fantasy football seasons back-to-back, what is old Swamp Swami's biggest secret? Well, the honest answer is, I drafted in the number four position back in 2022 when my team won it all. Having the good fortune of a great draft position likely had more to do with my team's success than my own general manager skills in making those draft selections and weekly roster decisions. The luck of the draw can be quite important to you, and having a middle draft position like 4, 5, or number 6 usually assures that your team is going to have more quality options for each position, especially during those important early rounds. And by the way, the draft order for most fantasy football teams is actually randomly determined by a computer. In our league, the Yahoo Sports computer provides the draft order only minutes before the draft begins. Surprise! Question: what should I study to prepare for the draft? Well, for a couple of years, I purchased one of the fantasy football magazines. You can check them out at your local grocer or drugstore. The biggest problem with most of those publications is that they have gone to press several months prior to the beginning of the season, and they won't have any information about recent injuries, unsigned players, and recent trades. For me, I spend more time trying to guess what each team's record is going to be in the upcoming season. It's really not that hard. The teams which finished near the top last year are generally going to have a tougher schedule this year. You might be able to spot a few teams which are ready to break out also with a very easy schedule this year. In general, very few NFL teams, though, improve significantly from year to year. And yes, I know, last year's Houston Texans showed an incredible turnaround, going from 3-13-1 in 2022 to 10-7 and making the playoffs last year was a truly amazing feat. The Texans, though, struck gold with a very smart new coach, a couple of very timely first-round picks, and a relatively easy schedule. Last year's top teams are going to be this year's early favorites. So if you're seeking the most point production, I would stick with teams which have historically scored the most points on the field, and choose players from those top teams very wisely, though. Now remember, injuries happen. So how should I stock my fantasy football team this year? First, you need to make sure you build a top-flight group of wide receivers, including the tight ends too, in the early and middle rounds of your draft. And next, then I'll try to concentrate on getting two top-level quarterbacks, as that position generally is your most reliable source of weekly point production. Now, as for the running backs, they used to be really popular a few years ago. Don't chase them after the first couple of rounds. You should avoid running backs that play on lousy teams too. Those teams generally will pass the ball after they fall behind early in football games. You should also be watching for, I'll call them value picks, for a few of the top-ranked rookies that might be able to fill out your roster in the final few rounds of the draft. Now, last season, I saw Detroit Lions' second-round draft pick, rookie tight end Sam Laporte, was having a bang-up preseason. I went out on a limb and got him late in the draft, and he became one of the NFL's top rookies last year. Yes, sometimes you can get lucky with a little bit of digging and research. Now, during the season, it pays to watch the NFL injury list beginning on Tuesday every week. Making changes to your roster prior to the don't get me started about the Thursday night games is quite crucial. A few backup roster players may need a promotion into the starting lineup on any particular week. Also, I pay attention to the other fantasy team owners' weekly player moves and roster changes. A team might decide to drop a player early in the season if he was injured for multiple weeks to come. That same player, though, might be healed in time for the end of the regular season and could lead your team into the fantasy football playoffs. Woo! So go and check the league's weekly garbage can. You might find a few gems. Question: should I try to draft my best player from last year's team again? Well, in some years, a player may be hot, but just for one season. If you do draft the same player in the following year, he might not produce as many yards or touchdowns as the year before. Remember, the other NFL teams are watching trends too. They're going to recognize that that goal line running back you just got, that received a lot of carries inside the 5-yard line last year, they're going to change defenses and try to stop him from scoring touchdowns this year. So just like any of your stock investments, do not fall in love with a particular player every single year. Be wary of drafting your old fantasy favorites too early in the draft, too, and ignoring important roster needs like wide receivers and running backs and tight ends. So now, it's time to roll out my annual top 10 suggestions to help you enjoy this upcoming 2024 NFL fantasy football season. Number 1. Your team name. Yes, make sure that you're happy with the sound of your team's name, because you're going to have to live with that name for the entire fantasy football season. Number 2, research your players and teams. As we stated earlier, you can spend 10 or 15 bucks at the local drugstore to buy one of those fantasy football magazines, but sadly, their advice is usually no better than your own. Save the money, trust your gut. Number 3, determine a draft strategy. For example, my personal strategy is, for the most part, select the best offensive players from the NFL teams which have scored the most points in the last few years. This year, I'm probably going to stockpile a few players from the Chiefs, the Bills, Dolphins, Eagles, Lions, and 49ers. I might grab one of the best players from a mid-level team, but I suggest that you and I both refrain from taking more than one player from any recently offensively weak football team. Those are like Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots, and the Arizona Cardinals. Consider yourself warned. Number 4. Do pick players from NFL teams which you personally like and root for. In my case, I'm a longtime New Orleans Saints fan. You can count on my fantasy football team finding a way to have one or two Saints players on the roster this year. Follow your heart with a few of your picks. Number 5, don't pick any players from any NFL team which you personally despise. In my case, I avoid Dallas Cowboy players like the plague. Do not force yourself to root for a player who's on your least favorite NFL football team. Yes, the object's to win the league, but you still want to have some fun every week too. Number 6, do not waste picks on your kicker and defense until the last few rounds of the draft. There are precious few kickers and defenses which are reliable difference makers and point makers for your team. Resist the temptation to draft a kicker or a defense too early. You'll be sorry later. Number 7, injuries do happen. No later than Thursday afternoon every week, make sure to check to see if any of your starting players have been injured during the previous weekend's games and are not expected to play in the coming weekend. And if you're still unsure about that injured player, go ahead and use a substitute from your roster at least for that 1 week. If the player's injury turns out to be season-ending, you need to drop that player immediately and find an undrafted player from your league's free agent list. Number 8. Keep an eye open for undrafted rookies during week 1 and 2 of the regular season. Watch out for any rookies who seem to be making an early impact for their teams. They may still be undrafted. And go get them early in the year and dump a lukewarm bench warmer from your team in that same position. This can pay big dividends down the stretch, as many teams in your league will be hesitant to draft rookies. Number 9, start slow but finish fast. Set up your fantasy football team to have a positive finish at the end of the season. Last year in 2023, my team came out to shoot in first place heading into the playoffs. Unfortunately, we got steamrolled in the playoffs by teams that caught fire late in the year. I finished in fourth. So stay focused on putting together a solid squad by mid-season, and you too could rally down the stretch and win it all. So number 10, have some fun with this. Sometimes your team is going to perform well, and other times, well, not so great. That's the nature of the game, so don't despair if your team stinks this year. It still can be fun if you become a spoiler down the stretch and knock off another team trying to make the playoffs. Best of luck this fantasy football season. I'm Swamp Swami.